Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Finolex Industries Q4 FY24 conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sohil Kohra from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q4 FY24 post-earnings conference call of Finolex Industries Limited. On behalf of the management, we have Mr. Ajit Venkataraman, MD, and Mr. Neeraj Kedia, CFO. I now hand over the call to management for the opening remarks, post which we will open the forum for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sohil. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the investor conference call, the Q4 FY24 and FY24 earnings release. We thank you all for continued support and interest in Finolex Industries Limited. The company closed the quarter on a very strong note, with over 23% growth in volumes. This also led to increased profitability for the quarter. On full-year basis, FY24 reported another milestone achievement of record volumes growth of over 3.3 lakh tons in pipes and fittings segment. Let me give you some of the performance indicators. Q4 FY24 highlights: total income from operations was 1,235.42 crores for Q4 FY24, up 8.27% against 1,141.06 crores Q4 FY23. EBITDA declined by 3.91% year-on-year to 208.93 crores in Q4 FY24 compared to 217.43 crores in Q4 FY23. EBITDA margin during this quarter stood at 16.9% compared to 19.1% corresponding previous quarter, Q4 FY23. The company reported a PAT of rupees 161.43 crores in Q4 FY24 against rupees 158.35 crores in Q4 FY23. Now, getting into segmental performance: pipes and fittings segment. The pipes and fittings segment revenue increased by 7.23% year-on-year to 1,182.18 crores in Q4 FY24 from rupees 1,102.11 crores in Q4 FY23. Volume in pipes and fittings segment improved significantly by 22.98% year-on-year to 171 metric tons in Q4 FY24 against 81,452 metric tons in corresponding last quarter. The EBIT in pipes and fittings segment also increased by over 47% to 132.81 crores in Q4 FY24 compared to an EBIT of rupees 90.32 crores in Q4 FY23. Moving to PVC resin segment, revenue in resin segment stood at rupees 507.48 crores in Q4 FY24 compared to rupees 501.29 crores in Q4 FY23. Volume in the resin segment increased 19.07% to 69,215 metric tons in Q4 FY24 against 58,132 metric tons in Q4 FY23. EBIT in resin segment stood at rupees 66.63 crores in Q4 FY24 compared to 117.25 crores in corresponding previous year quarter. The company continued to have a strong balance sheet with a net cash surplus of roughly 1,820 crores as on 31st of March 2024. It is to be noted that the subsequent to 31st March 2024, that is in April 2024, the company has transferred leasehold rights of 25.27 acres of land in Chinchwad, Pune and recorded a net gain of ₹416.99 crores on such transfer. This figure is not included in FY24 profits. Let me now leave the floor open for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. A couple of questions. The first is for Neeraj, sir. So can you highlight first on working capital days? One is inventory. Second is credit days, specifically for agri, non-agri, PVC and CPVC. And the number of days what we are looking at, is this the new normal that we should live with?
Right. Hi, good morning, Ritesh. See, on receivables, as our component of non-agri grows and as our the receivables days will obviously slightly go up. So this is something that you can assume to be normal going forward also. See, every time on every quarter balance sheet end date, there may be some pluses and minus depending on that day of the year. But gradually, generally speaking, this should be a normal trend in terms of receivables going forward. In inventory, actually there was some build-up of inventory on the resin side. So that is what is leading to the higher inventory days. But that is, I would say, not a very normal kind of phenomena. That should normalize.
Right. And sir, on credit days, can you quantify how much, I would presume for agri, it will be cash and carry. On non-agri, basically for PVC and CPVC, how is that in the marketplace?
See, we don't differentiate in the credit days between PVC and CPVC. Or credit days, PVC and CPVC. And the credit ranges from 30 to 60 days.
This is helpful. Two questions for Ajit, sir. Sir, payout is great. Cash on books is great. If you could highlight on the incremental capex for FY25-26 with the end use.
So the planned capex for FY25 is 150 crores. And we are also exploring opportunities for expansion. So that will happen as and when it fructifies.
Okay. And sir, last question for you. Since joining, you would have taken a number of initiatives. Probably the strong volume growth is one of them. Can you highlight, like, what were the key variables that you had on your yardstick and where do we stand on it right now? Thank you.
So in terms of the organization, we would like to grow the agri segment, which is our strength. And we are also focusing on accelerated growth in the non-agri segment. And this is taking roots. And we are seeing that success in various urban markets, especially. And this is growing on the back of the growth in the building and construction segment. And that is something which we have done. And we are also focusing on projects, which is resulting in growth in the non-agri segment.
Sir, any other variables? Anything on supply chain, manufacturing, HR, operations?
We have a good set of people who are running the operations. The management team is complete. And we have taken several initiatives. We have grown in all. Our focus has been mainly in the non-agri segment. We have been rationalizing our dealer's network. We have been growing in the areas which we wanted to grow. We have also been eliminating non-performing dealerships. And all these have resulted in very focused efforts from the organization to grow the non-agri segment.
Plus, this is just to add, you know, some of the things that we have done probably in the last year, which is noteworthy, is our plumber loyalty program, which went live. This is something that was a gap, probably I can say, for quite a while. and it is having good traction. We are receiving very strong feedback on the cities and the market where we have launched it. So hopefully in a year's time, there will be a widespread launch of this program across across India. So that is something that we should keep looking up out for.
Thank you so much, sir. I'll join back the queue. All the very best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Shai from Prabhudas Liladhar. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So, first one, can you give the you know, the PVC, EDC and the PVC spread numbers for a quarter and the current?
So, PVC for the quarter was $785. EDC was $358. And VCM was $650. PVC EDC delta for the quarter was $427. And the PVC VCM delta was $135. Today, as we speak, there is a slight improvement in PVC. PVC has been trending around $800. EDC, on the other hand, has reduced. It has gone to $320. And VCM has more or less remained stable at $660. In terms of delta, the most recent delta that I can tell you, PVC EDC is $480, and PVC VCM is $140.
Thank you for that. And one thing on the CAPEX side, as you mentioned, it's 150 odd crore of CAPEX for this year. And if I remember last time, also you had some indicated that you are evaluating the plant locations expansions as well. So any color on the geographical expansion for the company?
No, this 150 crores which you're talking about is for incremental capacity addition and maintenance CAPEX. Any expansion in terms of capacity will be coming in addition to this. At this point of time, we are evaluating it.
Currently, how much capacity of a pipe and fitting we have? End of 2024.
So the total capacity we have is 470,000 metric ton, out of which the fittings will be about 48,000 metric tons.
And also, if you can give some color on the the full year, definitely you are not giving the fitting contribution, but any indicative number for a full year, how has been, because you had a commissioned the plant as well. So how has been fitting growth rate in the financial year FY24 in the pipe and fitting segment, and if you can give some indicative contribution numbers as well.
See, we do not split it up, but in terms of the fitting plant which we had installed in March of FY23, the plant is close to nearing capacity utilization. The capacity was set up for almost 1,900 to 1,000 metric tons per month, and we are hitting close to that. And we are with the improvement in non-agri segment, we expect that the fittings contribution to the overall revenue would go.
Thank you, sir. I'll come in with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my end. Sir, firstly, on channel, inventory, where does it stand now? Are we still seeing some amount of inventory increase or decrease, or is it at a stable level?
See, as long as the PVC prices are stable, we expect the channel inventory to be stable as well.
And we are not expecting any major up move in the PVC prices, given that there is anti-dumping duty talks also on, so some flavor there would be helpful.
We have to wait and watch. It's not just the anti-dumping duty. It's also going to be dependent upon the Middle East situation, which is being quite volatile. So we are constantly watching, very closely watching this situation. And let us see how this situation emerges.
Understood, sir. So secondly, what would be your FY24 agri versus non-agri mix and any guidances there?
So it is the agri, non-agri mix would be in the range of about 63-64 versus 36%.
Understood. Any guidance there for one or two years? Where do we see it going?
Our aim is to move this to almost a 50-50 in the next three to four years.
Got it, sir. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
I'll get back to the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit from YES Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So firstly, in terms of growth guidance for next year, how does that move?
So our expectation is that the growth will be anywhere between 10% and 15%. And that will be in line with what is expected for the industry over the next four to five years.
Okay. But sir, on the rated capacity of 470,000 tons, even if you're expecting a growth of 12% basically on volumes, then that is an 80% utilization. Does the plant allow that utilization? I mean, at peak, what utilization can you reach?
See, our plants can take some incremental capacity as well. We can add to our existing capacity. But yes, definitely over the next two to three years, we definitely need additional capacity coming in. And we are evaluating it at this point of time.
Right. And you have said this, sir. So are you also looking out for any inorganic growth, or this will be purely that you want to go for a different region plant itself?
It will be organic growth.
Okay. So upon that, any new capacity, even if you all finalize the plan, say, next quarter, coming it on stream will only be in FY27. Is that understanding correct? Because 18-20 months will be the bare minimum time you will require.
Correct. That is accurate. But we do have headroom in our existing, and we can add additional capacity in our existing locations as well.
Okay, sir. And sir, lastly, on PVC resin front, is there any new domestic capacity coming up? There were some talks of some major players coming in. But what is the?
So there are talks. We see on emulsion side, there was some capacity addition last year. But on the suspension side, nothing has come up as such. And you are right, there are media news articles which keep coming. But we don't see any major capacity coming at least this year or the next year. Not something that is immediate in our view. But if something comes up, we will all get to know.
Got it. And sir, lastly, just one question on Q4 other expenses front. We have seen a decline of 9% on YOY basis. So what was the expenditure which has come down? Because that has given a good push to our overall operating margins.
See, one thing is power was down because coal rates have kind of stabilized. So power has reduced, so that is one of the reasons. But these are normal business expenses. Some quarter will be slightly high, slightly low. So there is not a major research impact of that. Nothing major has happened between this year Q4 and last year Q4.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Nopany from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, sir. Sir, my first question is regarding on your pipe margin. So we have seen a sharp sequential improvement in our pipe EBIT per unit versus what we have seen that the industry leader has seen slight decline in their margin on a Q-on-Q basis. Can you please explain the reason for it?
A couple of reasons here. In our case, if you see, we have done 100,000 tons of pipe this quarter. We have never done 100,000 tons in the past. So the benefits of scale have accrued to us in this quarter. And on competition, see, it's better that they answer the question. But what we are seeing definitely in the market is fierce competition and even pricing actions being taken by some competition in some markets. So that may be one of the reasons why you see this difference. But in our case, as I said, one of the major reasons is the benefit of scale.
Yeah, because sir, the reason why I'm asking, the competition has in fact posted even much higher volume growth compared to what we have posted. And for that entire industry, the margin is coming under pressure, but that is not the case for us. So what thing we have done special, which is resulting into improvement in our margin, which is not the trend for the industry?
The overall utilization has improved. And also, to an extent, the product mix also helps in the whole equation. If you actually look at it from a EBIT per kg perspective, we did see a significant improvement, 11.9 rupees per kg versus a 5.09 rupees per kg compared to FY23. And the various measures in terms of improvement of plant efficiency, in terms of overall improvement in volume itself helps in the whole equation.
Okay. Sir, after March quarter results, so whether we would like to revise our earlier pipe a bit per unit guidance of 10 to 12 per kg going forward, or we would stick to...
So, see, we have always said we used to be 6 to 8 rupees, and now we are comfortable in the 10, 12 rupees, and the target is in next 2 to 3 years, we comfortably reach the 14 rupees plus mark.
Okay.
What happens is on any given year, given quarter, depending on PVC prices, some of these may impact. Plus, if you see this number has come in a quarter which has been very high volume, so efficiency of scale has come. So we'll not like to revise our guidance very immediately, but 10-12 rupees continues to be our guidance for near future, depending subject to PVC prices.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the demand front, if you can provide some color, how is the demand environment for agri pipe in the current June quarter? And can we expect very healthy double-digit volume growth in this June quarter compared to last year because of stable resin prices?
Yeah, you're right. With stable PVC prices, our expectation is that the agri demand will be in the high single digits, and you also look at it from the building construction segment, you are seeing a robust growth in that segment as well, and we expect that to be in the high double high teens.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gokul Maheshwari from Auriga Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, sir, if I just broadly break up the FY24 volumes, agri would be having a low single digit volume growth and there would be more like 25-30% growth in the plumbing and the construction non-agri pipe. Is that broad indication right?
So it will be, agri will be in the higher single digits, and very similarly in non-agri it will be in the higher teens. Yeah, both will be in those range itself. We did see a drop in agri volumes, especially in Q3, and which has picked up quite robustly in Q4 and continues to be in Q1.
And just a confirmation on the CapEx which you are sort of reviewing for the pipes business. Are you planning to expand any capacity in the PVC business as well?
No, not in PVC segment. Most of the incremental capacity expansion will be coming in the pipes and fitting segment. And also maintenance budget.
Could be even beyond your core region, which is because your current facilities are in western part of the country.
Uh-huh.
Would you be open to even look at the other regions to set up a new facility in the pipes region?
Yeah, we are evaluating all options.
Great. Lastly, just as a data point, could you give an indication of the volumes for the PVC business, external and internal sales for Q4 and FY24?
See, FY25, we are expecting volumes which are more or less similar to what we had in FY23. And it might improve a little bit based on the last year we did have some some supplier issues, and that resulted in non-availability of raw material. That situation is likely to improve this year, and therefore we are expecting a little bit better volumes this year.
No, my question was on Q4 volumes.
So this year we have sold roughly 14,000-15,000 tons of PVC externally. Balance all we have consumed in-house. So last year, if you remember, we had sold roughly 27,000 tons outside. Now this year it is half. So we have just sold 14,000 tons outside. Balance 180,000 odd tons we have used ourselves.
Could you give the number for Q4 as well?
Q4,
yeah.
Q4 external sales will be 6,000 tons.
6,000 tons. Lastly, just on the margins front, while you mentioned that directionally you should be touching that 14 rupee kind of a number, but with more proportion of non-agri higher fitting, over time, these would be the primary factors to where your margins are higher and hence your directionally your margins should move up over the next 2-3 years, or is there any other factor?
Yeah, and efficiency improvement along with these factors, yeah?
Awesome. Okay, great. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Shai from Prabhudas Liladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for follow-up questions. I'm just repeating, can you give us some clear indication that out of your 150 or crore of a capex, how much is the capacity addition you are looking at? Because the question is, how much the better utilization or the maximum utilization you can go up to actually, because the FY23 we had seen the capacity utilization has gone beyond 80%. So is it possible to run at 80% of utilization, or how much of the capacity you are adding with these such kind of a capex?
So Praveen, instead of getting into numbers, let me give you some qualitative inputs. So this year we will be adding some modular capacity in couple of our plants, especially in the Masar plant. We can easily make 110,000-120,000 tons in a quarter. Okay, we have done it now probably in 2 quarters. So from a capacity side, we don't see any constraint. We don't see any issues when the demand comes, and we have been getting to the demand during this year. As Ajit was saying, and as you all also would be aware, that it will be difficult to kind of set up a plan this year. But on a modular basis, we will be adding capacity during the year. If you remember, even last year, in our pipes, we added 20,000 tons capacity. That was just by adding extruders. And we'll be doing the same this year also.
And we are also looking at replacing some of the old ones with more higher output machines. So that does help in improving the capacity in a very modular basis.
Second question is related to the PVC resin. Definitely I get answer that's why the volume for external sales is lower. So the way forward, you wanted to sell nearly around 26,000-27,000 tons of PVC resin externally. That is what you are saying?
So Praveen, we would like to use as much resin as possible in-house. See, there are some customers whose operations are so as to say dependent on our grade of resin or our quality of resin. So we continue with those small quantities, but incrementally going forward, we will be using our own resin more and more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the last question, sir, on the the inventory loss or gain for this quarter or year, if you can give.
No, there has not been a many material gain or loss this quarter at least. In September, in the third quarter, there was some inventory loss because if you remember, prices went down by 11 rupees right after the end of September. So that is something that happened, but overall, if you compare this with last year, where in fact entire Q2 profits, ate up into the Q1 profits and fully half year was almost break even. So compared to that, this year has not been material at all from that perspective.
Okay, and full year, if you can just, how much is the loss or gain?
Difficult to ascertain in our case, given that we have our integrated facility. But it is not very material, let me tell you.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you and all.
Thank you. Before we take the next questions, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, you indicated 10 to 15% volume growth as a guidance in line with the industry. Sir, can you please elaborate on this?
See, we expect, as I mentioned, we expect that the agri segment will grow in the higher single digits and the non-agri segment will be close to 20%, okay, which is what we are seeing. And we expect that to be the trend for the next 5 years as well, okay. And that is how we are arriving at anywhere between 10 and 15% volume growth.
Sure. And sir, 150 crore of capex is something which will take care of the capacity. I think on the prior answer you did indicate capacity is not a constraint. Is that a fair conclusion?
Yes, at the moment, yes. Looking at 2 to 3 years ahead, no. We need to add capacity.
Sure. Sir, second question is, I think there was a regulatory update specifically on paste resin. I presume we have some exposure over here. Can you quantify what percentage of our resin sales volume falls under the category and what sort of benefit it could actually accrue to us?
Tell you what? Can you repeat that question? I could not hear you properly.
So there's anti-dumping duty on PVC paste resin. I think it got notified recently. I presume we would have some exposure over there.
So we make very small quantity of emulsion grade PVC. This year we made roughly 6 to 7,000 tons. It's a very small part of our business. Even historically, we have been making 8 to 10,000, 12,000 tons of EPVC. It is a different product. It is not used in pipes. It is used in some of the other industries like leatherette and medical equipment and all of that. So there is an anti-dumping duty which has been notified recently. It used to be there earlier, Ritesh, and some years ago it was taken away and now it has been reimposed. So on us, it does not have a material impact because our volumes of EPVC is very, very small.
Sure, that's useful. And the last question on new launches, we see competition actually talk about OPVC as well as PERT. Any particular thoughts on why we are not into this particular segment or do we have any intention to get into the segments?
At the moment, we are just observing and evaluating these new products. The PVC demand is robust enough to us for us to focus at the PVC segment at the moment for us, for Phenolex.
So we are not even looking at HDP as a category?
No.
Okay. So no diversification basically from a polymer standpoint outside of PVC, would that be fair?
That's right.
Sure. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for the answers. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Firstly sir, you alluded to the point of talks of setting up of the PVC complex by two of India's largest corporates. So sir, as we know the complexities of the same setting up a big project and can you allude to the point why there are only talks what could be the key reason when we are importing PVC, we are import dependent and we are unable to set up projects and these are only on drawing boards. What could be the key reason why this is in the case for a very long time?
It is a very theoretic and subjective topic that you have raised and we may not be the right people to answer this, but just to give have some take my mind on it. See, resin is also a very volatile business. Yes, India is dependent on resin and all of that is true, but commodity business is very volatile. The reason that we are also not expanding on the resin segment is because it is highly volatile, and in global market, the feedstock availability can become a challenge at times. So we can speak about ourselves. About others, I don't know. But these should be the, you know, main reasons.
Yes, all the feedstock is imported.
Right. It is the integration part. So just to dwell on it, the big major petrochemical giants, are they are also in the same page as if as we are, or they have an edge over setting up a big PVC complex?
We are very small player in that parlance. So our problems are very small and different than some of the large players, and it may not be right for us to comment on their strategies.
Okay. One more point on the chlorine requirement, sir. Correct me here, sir. What is our annual chlorine requirement? And
we don't buy chlorine.
Okay, so in that case, we are not in that value chain.
See, sir, we buy EDC, which is ethylene dichloride.
Okay.
And we buy VCM, vinyl chloromonomer.
Okay.
We don't buy chlorine.
Right.
So we convert EDC and VCM both into PVC.
Okay. Right, sir. Thank you. Sorry for my...
No, not at all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Himar from Anvil Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Congratulations on the great set of volume growth in PVC pipe.
Thanks, Himar.
Yeah. Sir, my question is on PVC fitting capacity expansion. So are we planning for current year, like in FY25, because we are running at 100% for new plant, what we had set up in last year?
No, we have a total capacity of 48,000, and we are approximately about 65-70% utilization, so we still do have capacity.
Just to add,
our
factory that we set up in 23 March, that still has space to add more machines.
Okay.
So whenever, if in the next 2 years or so odd, when we are reaching, say, 75, 80, 85% of the capacity utilization,
okay,
it's just a matter of adding machines. So the whole setup is there to add more machines there itself.
Okay. And what was the breakup of agri, non-agri in fourth quarter, in the current quarter?
It was 70-30.
Okay. On the EDC side, have we showed up the EDC this time, or we are transporting through the tankers from the JSW port?
So we have showed up some, and some,
okay,
like last 2-3 years we have kept it open.
Okay.
And we'll be buying on during the monsoon.
Okay. That is what, 50% of requirement, or how the split would be?
The number it's not often in my head, but
okay,
some part of our requirement we'll be buying during monsoon.
Okay, sir. No issues. And all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Chai from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Sir, one clarification. 70% of agri in volume terms you said for a quarter, or a value term?
Volume terms.
And how much is the value term?
Value generally we don't disclose.
Okay. And one on the land sale, sir. So you had a sold 25.3 acres of a land. So you still left with around 10 acres?
Yes, some 10 odd acres is left with us.
Okay. And this time, the sale value has increased drastically from the last time? Is it like that? Or
yes,
some
there
land?
There is an improvement. See, we sold 35 acres and we made a net gain of roughly 376 crores then.
Mm-hmm.
And now on this 25 acres, we have made roughly 417 crores. So definitely there is an improvement. See, in the last 2 years, overall, if you see property prices in and around Pune have gone up. And this this place where we had our office, that has also kind of improved. The real estate rates have gone up there also.
Any indication for this? Is that in the process?
See, nothing as of now.
Oh.
But just to add, you know, this was a large non-core asset that we had. And that's why the board had asked us to kind of get rid of it. Now with this 10 acres, the problem is not so big. Or so I would say it is not that large a non-core asset.
Okay, sir. Yeah, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Bhatelia from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, Karan.
Sir, this is with respect to addition to our SKU base and net dealer addition for the current year.
So SKU, we have more or less, we keep adding wherever there is a gap, but our product basket is more or less complete. Yeah. And in terms of dealers, we have approximately 900 dealers in our network. And we continue to add to the number. And we have approximately 24,000 retailers in our network. This is something which is going to go up and down depending upon the dealer performance as well. So we do add and we do remove as well. So it's a combination of both. Yeah.
Right, fine. And how has been the CPVC growth for us in FY24? We've seen strong price cuts in the market. So how have we fared? I know that we've stopped giving volume numbers, but can you give 24 volume numbers as a whole?
It is more or less in line, the growth in CPVC is more or less in line with the non-agri growth.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Mehta from Deep Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Most of the questions are answered. Just a small bookkeeping one. I wanted this mix of agri, non-agri. You shared 64-36 for FY24. What was it last year?
Last year it was about 70-30.
Okay. And this Q4, you said it's 70-30, so maybe a YOY number if you can share.
So there has been, the non-agri has grown by about 3-4%.
On a YOY basis in Q4.
No, there's some confusion.
Okay. The mix you're saying. Okay.
No,
mixes.
No. Okay. Go ahead. Can you repeat the question again?
No, I'm saying this agri non-agri mix of 70-13 Q4. What was it last year Q4?
Last year Q4 was 70-30, and this quarter also has been 70-30.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure. Thanks.
Mr. Ravi, does that answer your question?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to know, Q1 is normally a good quarter for the agri segment. Are we seeing any slowdown because of the elections or anything?
Not really. See, except in those weeks or in those days when there are active elections, we have not seen as such a major impact of elections on our volumes. Markets have been strong, in fact.
Okay, so are we expecting 20% plus volume growth in the pipe and fitting segment in Q1 as well?
20%, we'll get to know when the quarter ends. But overall, demand scenario is good. Overall, the demand pull is there both in agri also and non-agri also.
Okay. That's it from me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for attending the call today. If you have any further questions, feel free to get in touch with us and have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.